Twin City Federal, the largest federal savings and loan association in the United States, now presents Cedric Adams with the nighttime news.
Good evening. Well, I certainly don't need a crystal ball to tell me that our younger generation is very well represented in the radio audience on this blustery winter evening, because with bad weather we have school closings, something of interest to everybody who has to tote a book. I'm going to sound like a bus caller now, so watch out. We have quite a list of closed schools, and we might as well get right into that now. First, here are the schools in Minnesota that will be closed because of the bad weather. So listen carefully. Here we go. Woodlake Public School, Rockford Public School, Delano Public School, and St. Peter's Parochial, and the Lutheran School in Delano, the public and parochial schools in Melrose, the schools in Pine City, Becker, Monticello. No class play in Monticello either. Chisago City, Echo, Dassel, Big Lake, the Center City School in Lindstrom, public schools in Cambridge, Isanti, Cokato, Holdingford, Hinckley, no class play there either. And schools in Little Falls, Rush City, no class play in Rush City. Oh, my. The high school in Isle, the elementary school in Waukon, the elementary and high schools in Taylor's Falls, the North Branch Public School, St. Pius, the 10th school in White Bear Lake, the Canby Public School. Canby will have its class play. Oh, you brave thespian, Joe. Public schools in Ascot, Bruno, Carrick, Princeton, Independent School District 106 in Stillwater, Powderhorn Park School in Minneapolis. No school or class play at Chisago City. How did we get into this class play kick? We also have a message from the superintendent of schools at Hinckley. He says that any children who didn't arrive home after school are being cared for in town. Two more school closings in Minnesota. The elementary and high school will be closed at Finlayson, and the grade and high school will be closed at Cosmos. Schools will be also closed tomorrow at Sandstone and Onamia. That is the situation in Minnesota. Here's the way things look over in the Badger State. No schools at the intergraded schools in Grantsburg and Siren, at the public and St. Anne's School in Somerset. No school at Webster, Chautauqua, Clayton, or the graded school in Trago. We also have been asked to announce that the county immunization clinic at Prescott in Pierce County, Wisconsin, will be closed tomorrow. And that, thank goodness, is the end of our closing list tonight. Oh, no, wait a minute, it isn't. St. John's School at Plum City, Wisconsin, will be closed tomorrow, along with Danbury Schools. Well, this, shall we say, violent winter weather that slashed into Minnesota today has already claimed two lives, both of them as a result of accidents out on the highways. Up near Breckenridge, 35-year-old Bernard F. Fletcher of Fargo, North Dakota, was killed when his car collided head-on with another vehicle on an icy curve. The driver of the other car, 27-year-old Ward Sonstaby of Campbell, Minnesota, was treated at a Breckenridge hospital after the accident and then released. The second state victim was 34-year-old Jack Workman of Hibbing. He was killed right at the height of a storm when his car hit a gasoline transport truck south of Cotton in St. Louis County. Workman's wife and his 2-year-old son were injured in the smash-up and are being treated in an Eveleth clinic. The truck driver, Ralph Tessier of International Falls, is also being treated in Eveleth for cuts and bruises. Ironically, Workman, the death victim, was on his way to attend his sister's funeral in Mora, Minnesota. She and her young daughter were killed last Sunday in that traffic accident involving a deer up near Mora. The two fatalities that occurred today give extra emphasis to the warning from our Minnesota Highway Department. Tonight, that warning is very brief and to the point. The department says that only emergency trips should be attempted anywhere in our state tonight. Practically all highways and streets are covered with ice. Blowing snow has reduced visibility to zero. The department says that road crews have been pulled in for the night because of the severity of conditions. Hundreds of cars and trucks are reported to be stalled on roads throughout the entire state. These will all have to be moved before the crews can begin the big job of making the roads passable in the morning. Once again, that warning from the highway department, only emergency trips should be attempted in Minnesota tonight. Oh, dear. We can look forward to more snow in the Northwest in the hours ahead. Here in Minnesota, there's a heavy snow warning out for the northeastern and east-central areas, with between 6 and 8 inches expected by tomorrow night. The snow will end in the extreme Northwest and West tonight, continue in other parts of the state. It's going to be colder, too, with lows from 10 to 15 in the northwest and from 15 to 20 elsewhere. There's also a heavy snow warning out in the northwestern and extreme northern portions of Wisconsin, with more than 4 inches likely to fall. More snow flurries are expected in that state tomorrow. Iowa will have blowing snow in the extreme northwest tonight, flurries in other sections. The Iowa forecast calls for more flurries in the northeast tomorrow. South Dakota will have light snow in the northwest, blowing snow in the extreme east tonight. North Dakota will receive the lightest treatment, with only a few snow flurries expected in the extreme east. The mercury will drop to 5 above in northern North Dakota tonight and range from 10 into the 20s in other regions. Highs tomorrow will range from 15 in the north into the low 30s in the south. Here in the Twin Cities, it's going to be colder tonight with a low of 15. The snow will start diminishing with a total accumulation of about 3 to 5 inches by dawn. Clearing and continued cold tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and not quite so cold tomorrow night. The high tomorrow, 25, the low tomorrow night between 15 and 20. Winds will be from the north up to 25 miles an hour tonight, becoming northwesterly at 15 tomorrow. Well, if you're wishing for something you don't have the money to buy, why don't you start saving for it? Saving is a lot more productive than just simple wishing. Open a savings account at Twin City Federal Savings and Loan, and then keep on adding to your account regularly, and you know very soon you'll have a nice substantial sum of money. In addition to the pleasure and the satisfaction of saving for the things you want, it also gives you a feeling of security to know that you have money stored away to back you up in case of need. And it's good to know, too, that your money is protected by Twin City Federal, the largest federal savings and loan association in the entire United States. Your money is so safe at Twin City Federal, insured for safety by an agency of the United States government. And what could be safer? The planned dividend rate at Twin City Federal is 3.25%, and that is the top rate in town on insured savings. So if you'd like to have some of the things you're just wishing for now, start saving and save regularly. But be sure you save with a leader, Twin City Federal, very conveniently located in Minneapolis and St. Paul, where the twin clocks flash the time and the temperature in the loops of either city. Soviet Premier Bulganin demanded tonight that the United Nations police troops sent into the Middle East must stay away from the Suez Canal. This threw a brand new monkey wrench into the business of settling the trouble in that area, since both Britain and France have said that they will not pull their troops back from the canal for anybody but the world police. Egypt, too, has been insisting the UN troops stay away from the canal and go instead into the old Israel-Egyptian no-man's land. Israel, of course, captured the Gaza Strip 2 weeks ago at some cost and has indicated a vigorous unwillingness to give it up. It said that it will not go back to the 1948 Palestinian line. Bulganin, in notes today to Britain, France, and Israel, also demanded that these three countries get their forces off Egyptian soil and do it immediately, and then pay Egypt for material losses suffered during the recent invasion. He didn't mention the Russian volunteers, although observers in Europe say that his demands sound as though Bulganin is looking for an excuse to send his so-called volunteer armies into the Middle East. WCCO news analyst E.W. Zeebarth found support for this sentiment at the United Nations in New York tonight.
I talked to Egyptian and Syrian representatives tonight and found them frankly worried about Russian and Chinese communist offers of volunteer forces. Perhaps because of a warning by the United States, perhaps for other reasons, the Middle Eastern delegates here are frightened at the prospect of those volunteers getting a foothold in their nations. The fact that UN forces are now in Egypt, of course, makes it possible for them to reject the offers of Russian help. But a member of the Egyptian delegation told me tonight that he is deeply concerned lest his country has already opened the door so wide that it can no longer be slammed in the face of the Russians. And that, we all recognize, is a very real danger. This is E.W. Zeebarth speaking from United Nations headquarters in New York.
UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld plans to fly into Egypt in the morning, and it's morning there now, and will go with his contingent of Colombian soldiers to an airfield at the midway point of the Suez Canal, where the Danish and Norwegian forces are already stationed. Oh, goody, goody, we have more school closings. No school tomorrow at the Christ Child School for Exceptional Children at 2078 Summit Avenue in St. Paul. No school at Annandale or Silver Creek. Earlier, we reported no school at Isle. There won't be any class play there either. In New York, the president of the International Longshoremen's Association says his union will strike the port of New York at midnight tonight. A waterfront strike in New York City could spread to Atlantic and Gulf Coast ports from Portland, Maine, clear down to Brownsville, Texas. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, a violent explosion has rocked the DuPont Company powder plant. The blast shook buildings and smashed windows in homes in the city just moments ago. No details yet, no word on casualties. A Mexican airliner crashed on Nicaragua's Pacific coast, killing 24 persons aboard. The dead, not yet identified, are thought to have been Mexicans bound from Panama to Mexico City. Earlier tonight, a TWA airliner carrying 38 persons belly landed in a field after taking off from Las Vegas, Nevada, for Los Angeles. 6 persons were injured, none seriously, though. The plane narrowly missed a housing project in the crash landing. And an Air Force B-36 10-engine plane crashed just short of an emergency landing out of Denver today, injuring all 21 airmen aboard. The most critically hurt was a Rapid City, South Dakota man, Master Sergeant Oliver Webright. Less seriously hurt were Airman Second Class Lawrence Doden, Jr. of Hillsboro, North Dakota, and Dean Schrader of Huron, South Dakota. Dr. A. Arnold Axelrod arrested in Toledo, Ohio this morning, a few minutes after the Minnesota Supreme Court ordered him to begin serving his 5 to 20 year manslaughter sentence, will soon be in Stillwater Prison. He was to have been brought to the Twin Cities tonight, but bad weather forced cancellation of the flight on which he was going to travel. It's not known what plane Axelrod will be returned on, possibly one in the morning. The Supreme Court today refused to grant the former Minneapolis dentist a new trial or set aside his conviction in the killing of his 21-year-old patient, Mrs. Mary Moonen, 16 months ago. As you may have heard, he was found clerking in a variety store in Toledo. A Minneapolis Marine is one of 7 convicted today for black market operations in Japan. 21-year-old Corporal David Barb Barton was given a bad conduct discharge, total forfeiture of pay and allowances, and reduction in rank to private. Barton was also sentenced to 6 months in prison, charged with theft and conspiring with another Marine to steal electrical equipment. 76-year-old Fred Hansen of Brimson, Minnesota, died in a Duluth hospital today after 2 magazine salesmen slugged him during a robbery of Hansen's cabin last August. The 2 attackers, 16-year-old Ellis Hodge of Grand Blanc, Michigan, and 18-year-old Gordon Peterson of Chicago, admitted the beating and pleaded guilty to first-degree robbery. They're now serving sentences up to 40 years in the St. Cloud Reformatory. Well, there's no getting away from the fact that luck plays a part in everybody's life, but people who merely trust to luck are not likely to come out nearly as well as those who rely on something a little more substantial, such as a strong savings account. Growing and earning more money at Twin City Federal Savings and Loan. A savings account like that improves your luck all along the line, protects you against unexpected emergencies, and it helps you, too, make the most of good opportunities that come your way. At Twin City Federal, your account is 100% safe, insured by safety by an agency of the United States government. Now, no matter where you live, I'd like to remind you that it's safe and easy to save by mail at Twin City Federal. For complete information on how to do it, just drop me a card here at WCCO. Just write "Save by Mail" on that card and address it to me. I wish you'd do it now before you forget. The sooner you start saving, the sooner you'll start having. Save with a leader, Twin City Federal, the largest federal savings and loan association in the whole United States. Mentally retarded children are the most helpless of all of our children. Mental retardation affects about 3% of our population. You can do something about this problem by giving to the Retarded Children's Association this week. When the volunteer calls, give generously for retarded children. One more school closing. The parochial school at Canby will be closed tomorrow. Duluth has a temperature of 16 and snow. It's 13 at Grand Forks, 21 here with blowing snow. Good night.
Cedric Adams with the Nighttime News has been presented this evening by Twin City Federal Savings and Loan, 8th and Marquette, Minneapolis, 6th and Robert in St. Paul. Listen at 10 o'clock tomorrow night when North American Life and Casualty Company will bring you Cedric Adams and the news. Stay tuned for Halsey Hall's Time Out for Sports in just 5 minutes on WCCO, St. Paul, and Minneapolis.